from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Woody, thank you so much, man. I got to tell you, I've been all over the country for the last couple of rounds for different reasons of stuff going on in my life here, but watching the Panthers has really helped this past few weeks, having them on all the time and national TV, and boy, they've been fun to watch, just the way they've done it. And crazy last round, win their first three and then just look horrible at times in their next three, and then winning a game seven, man. You know, we crack up. I talked to Goldie about this. I said, man, beating somebody four straight. He goes, nah, you're right. But, man, coming back home, that's just hopefully they can get this thing figured out again. And they did. They went back to their old style, and Big Bob was fantastic. And then, you know, two of their best goal scorers, Matthew Tkachuk, and not one of them, but Sam Reinhart, and Verhaeghe with great shots, and Verhaeghe to start it. Sam Reinhart ended up being the game winner in the second period, and so a lot of great stuff going on in the celebration that they had afterwards was great. Taking it right down to the A1A, getting warmed up for that parade, where that parade's going to be with Matthew Tkachuk and some of his teammates down there. I see Ekblad down there. Bennett, I think Sam Bennett was down there with him. So a lot of great stuff, and walking down the street with fans, and it was just cool, all that stuff. And you know what? It looked like Barkov, who's a pretty private guy, has really, really enjoyed it too, after years and years of losing around here, to be recognized the way he has as a great player. And have that cup, that celebration as a captain. A lot of cool stuff, man. A lot of cool stuff. And look like a really, really close team. And listen, man, winning does things to you anyway. But those guys just seem like Paul Maurice been coming on here. And by the way, I got to say something about Paul Maurice. He really makes it a point to give his team credit. He never says, I got it. I got my championship with all my wins. He is, I'm just a small piece of it. He's we, not I at all, and makes it a point. Even after he put his system in, he made it a point to say, we're getting rid of that old system because you can't win in the playoffs. Here's a system that's going to help you win. It's my system. And that was it. He kind of got him going in it and then said, fellas, it's yours. It's how you play. It's not me. I'm not out there playing it. You need to play it. And they've done it and got players that could play it. Got some guys that just had great seasons. Bill Zito's work as general manager has been unbelievable. I guess you got to give he and his staff that we don't talk about a lot of credit. But a lot of cool things to finally get that win. It's time in the countdown there in the last few seconds and celebration afterwards. If you were there, you got to see something really cool. And if you saw it on TV, it was awesome. Awesome to see your team, a South Florida team, celebrate a championship. And now the parade on Sunday morning should be a lot of fun. If you got time, you're going out there. I would recommend, though, Woody already asked me what the parking situation. There ain't a whole lot of parking. Not a whole lot of parking on the beach.
Yeah, I don't make it out there all that much, as you know.
No.
Well, cross county lines.
You're not. Yeah, I know.
I'm going Sunday though. We're looking forward to it.
But I'm just telling you. You asked me, and
so what do you think? Like Brightline or take a chopper in there? What do you think?
Grab a hotel room. So just get up in the morning and walk there. Yeah, it's gonna be a little crazy. Really fun though. I mean that. A1A's always got events going on over there. I go over there and walk a lot on the weekends, and yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be at Bo's place. Hopefully, we have Kim Bocamper on with us tomorrow, and we can talk about that. But his place is going to be a real hot spot for the celebration, because that's where it's going to happen, right by Bo's Beach over there. So anyway, we'll have more with Bo tomorrow. We'll get into this more, and I hope the big fella's going, because if he's going, I'm going. We'll be in. If the big fella's going, he got a friend in Joe. I'll be right there with him, man, and see that, man. It'll be a lot of fun to see. All right, so we've got that. We've got the NBA draft tonight, as we mentioned, the Heat with the 15th overall pick, and we've got this other topic. Jeff Darlington, I think before hitting a vacation, threw the big bomb out there that this contract is not very close to getting done. Now, that could be both sides talking to Jeff. I don't know, but Jeff's got good contacts over there. I'll tell you what I was thinking. I don't know what the money is right now, but they say it's not golf money. It's not Trevor Lawrence money, that they're not in that ballpark is the word on the Tua contract and everything. And others will say, listen, if you're not a Tua fan, the concussions, I'd be worried, and hasn't won any games, you know, late in the year that matter, and he hasn't played great on the road against the best teams, and their record against best teams, and sometimes you just got to put the team on your back. Even if somebody's out, you got to carry him as a quarterback. So I don't really honestly care what side you're on this thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, this isn't a fan thing. It's not like Chris Greer's going out to Flanagan's and, you know, running by the fans. Like, he has said what he believes. Mike McDaniel said what he believes.
Well, Mike's...
What's the holdup?
Let me tell you who's in a tough situation here. It's Mike McDaniel's the one that's in a tough situation.
How so?
Well, he doesn't control money at all. The last guy to control money was Don Shula when I was playing, could control contracts. Like, so he's got to keep that relationship. And meanwhile, the front office is going, hey, Mike, just let you know, man, we got a lot of guys to pay, and we don't know. And so Mike's going, you know, I understand, and I want my guys to get paid. And he's throwing generic stuff out there and trying to keep a really close relationship. But no matter what, human nature, too, is going to be frustrated, and probably even with his coach a little bit, even though – Tua is smart enough to know that Mike doesn't do contracts, nor does he tell the team how to spend the money.
Well, it's been an interesting offseason, huh? All the guys you lost, and now having trouble figuring out these deals.
Can't keep them all.
I know.
Can't keep them all.
But you should be able to figure out a deal for your supposed franchise quarterback. Unless they're lying to us and they don't think he's all that good.
Well, I don't.
You think behind closed doors they pull him in, like, "Hey, man, listen, honestly, we don't think you're Trevor Lawrence. We don't even think you're Jared Goff."
I don't think they do that. I know you're half.
I'm being serious. Like, well, we don't think you're Jordan Love. Like, but that's what it would be if they don't give him the deal.
But I
that's do, what they would think of him.
They've got to be saying something that they didn't get a deal done, because the longer you wait, the more expensive business gets. It just does. Like, Tua's not going to go, you know, I've been thinking about it, and you're right, I'm better in this system than other systems, and I don't know how many teams out there are interested. I'll just take your – like, that's not gonna happen. And I think they really like him. I do. But there's got to be something, because every day they wait, it just gets more expensive. It just gets more expensive. And I don't see Tua coming back and playing for that fifth-year option after all this.
What do you see him doing?
Well, I'll tell you why. First of all, whatever the money is, it's a hell of a lot more than he's going to make this year. And I don't know, this guy's dealt with so many injuries. Would you want to come back and go, hey, let's see if I can do it 2 years in a row?
I agree with you. With that being said, you see all of these guys that are your equals getting these contracts.
I'd be frustrated.
Why, like... Yeah, I mean, the agent, whoever his agent is, probably got to be in his ear being like, hey, we got to get you paid like these other guys. You're certainly, at the very least, equal to them.
Yes.
Like, I don't think Tua's an elite quarterback by any stretch, Joe, but, you know, he's Trevor Lawrence or Jared Goff. I mean, isn't he? Or maybe he isn't, and Dolphins see that and they don't want to do it.
No,
I don't know.
I think he is. I think,
but those have to be his comparison type of players. Like those have to be his equals.
But I want to just say this one thing too. And I don't mind guys that critique him, because he hasn't done everything you need a star quarterback to do. He hasn't done it yet. You're 100% right. He has not done it. All those things that people, that little list of Tua's numbers are great. He's gotten a lot better, but the but part is there. It just is. It's not a shot. He knows it. You got to win a playoff game. By the way, the quarterback that wins a playoff game, my God.
Oh, we're getting a lot of that this morning. Trevor Lawrence won one.
He did. He did win one. A great comeback against another guy out there that hasn't won one in L.A.
So does that mean he should get the contract and Tua shouldn't? I mean, come on.
But I want to say that for Tua, this contract stuff, they must be throwing, like, look at, you know, there's some things that haven't been done here that we need to see, but we do want to get him a contract. I don't know how you do that, by the way, because it's throwing negativity to a guy that's your quarterback. It's not an easy walk in negotiations right now. So somebody asked me who's involved in this, and I said, well, I'm guessing the guy's negotiating a contract. Part of it is Max, but he's got a guy above him. Chris Greer has got a sign, and I'm guessing this goes all the way up to the owner, Stephen Ross, and if Stephen Ross is involved, I gotta believe Tom Garfinkel's involved too, because this will be, whatever the contract is, will be by far the biggest contract ever given out in the history of the Miami Dolphins. I mean, not even close. So, yeah, this thing, I can't even imagine the letdown if he goes, no, I won't play for that, and they go, okay, well, we'll have to talk later. You're playing under your fifth-year option. Oh. I don't think Tua, it would be, can he stay healthy for a second straight year, the lighter Tua, because he's going to be a lot lighter. He's got his weight down. And then all those other things that come into play. He should be, listen, if he stays healthy, he should have a productive season. Hell, he got more weapons this year than he had last year. And last year was pretty damn good. He's got great timing. The best timing of any 1-2 punch in football is what he has with Tyreek Hill. I mean, they just timing with those guys. The deep, the combination of ability to throw the ball down the field, to me, they were the best. Not even close. Hit him in stride more. It drives me nuts. And you can critique Tua all you want on different things he can't do. But what he can do is throw a deep pass to Tyreek Hill and put it out there in front of him where he can go get it and score. Because they did that a lot. Had to be some kind of record amount of deep passes thrown to a guy, or right up there with Clayton and Duper for seeing what that looked like, because that seemed to happen two or three or four times a game back in the 80s that same way. We got to go to break right now. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning that we want to talk about with you, including Marlins try to win a series out in Kansas City today. They've got Philadelphia, and then they're coming home. And this is one of the more popular teams. The Boston Red Sox are going to be in town Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. They'll be here. Chicago White Sox will be here over the weekend. So I just want to tell you, man, if you want to go watch the Red Sox, there'll be nice crowds out there. We got Taco Tuesday. Good way to kick it off. It's a great package they have. Includes game ticket, two tacos, and a beer for $25. And then Wednesday, if you want to catch a Red Sox game, take out the whole family, man, during the kids are out of school. 4 for $44. It's every, actually, Wednesday and Sunday now because it's been so popular. It's presented by Pepsi. You get ticket package. It includes 4 game tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas or waters, and 2 small popcorns. Learn more. Go to Marlins.com/offers. Great deals going on. I got to tell you, that's a championship team over there. That marketing department, the 305 set up for the kids to take out there and always get something. A lot of cool things happening with the Marlins, who will be home next week with the Red Sox. And, of course, after the Red Sox don't leave, the Chicago White Sox will be in town.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for our Stock Market Report, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Market opens in a couple minutes. NASDAQ futures down 50 points. Dow futures down 88 points. S&P down 14. Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody. Thank you so much as we continue here on a nice little combination of a championship. It's done. We don't have to worry about that game seven. It's done. 2-1 win. Celebration is on, and the Panther Parade will be this Sunday on A1A. Beachfront Avenue, and then on top of that, we have the draft tonight. The NBA first round of the draft. The Heat will pick 15th tonight, and tomorrow's the second round. They have the 43rd pick, so that's all gone. Where's that place they're going to be tonight? Actually, I read that the arena's got a concert tonight, so for everybody going, we don't have it. Of course, we wouldn't have it. We got Heat people listening going, really? You're the home of the and you don't know where it is, where the party is tonight? So they're having a party. We'll try to get that for you, man. You can tell we're on our game here today. We're just really do such a good, like, I don't know how our boss doesn't have all this stuff done. It's incredible. everybody's trying to be nice and still get things done with all these things. It's incredible. It really is. We
Vivo at Dolphin Mall.
Thank you. Well, I got it. You got under 20 seconds, Woody. What time does it start tonight?
Well, I didn't know you were going to ask that. No, we don't get a lot of this information. Wednesday, June 26th, that's tonight, 7 p.m. at Vivo, Dolphin Mall. Michael Biamonte will be there. Uptown Dale, DJ MDOT, the Heat's pick. Let's see here, Joe. And you want more information?
No, it's good.
Let's just keep going. The Heat dancers will be there.
We have
Bernie will be there.
We have our guys going to be there tonight, too, so it's good.
Are they going to be there or are they somewhere else?
I believe they're going to be live there.
Okay, good.
So QAM
and,
will be there tonight.
They're going to have a Heat Store pop-up. You can get $20 off your purchase of $100 or more. They'll have the official draft cap for sale as well.
Wow. Yeah.
You good?
It's amazing. I mean, if we're going live, maybe we had a promo.
I think they are running promos for it.
All right, but
you should stay in and listen to the promos.
I'm not doing that, bud. I appreciate you're worried about all that stuff. Well, listen, nobody can really mess up a championship, so I don't want us to try. We're trying really hard here at QAM to screw it up, put a cloud on it a little bit. But we're not going to let that happen, man. We just aren't.
I don't think anyone knows what you're talking about, though. Like, we're having some issues with the broadcast.
Yeah, but those are things that shouldn't happen. If we had a boss that was here all the friggin' time that would get out in front of things, well, why don't you try to keep doing it? That's working out real well.
Bo wasn't happy with me yesterday. He was not happy with me. I'm unrelated to Milpenis.
Anyway.
He just wasn't happy.
Just terrible. Terrible. Should be all good things, man. All good things. A draft. A potential of another Jaime Jaquez, a team that's just won a Stanley Cup championship with the players and the way it's been structured, what they've done. I mean, my God, the last 2 years, the amount of winning they've done, we got a little spoiled. Like, you're a hockey fan, you're in hockey heaven right now. What has gone on? Tampa Bay had their nice little run too, right? So it's been nice. Florida's done real well, and this thing with the team right now, and Zito to Paul Maurice, who I hope we get on this week. I hope it's not too late to get a little Paul Maurice. He gets set for those guys. But, yeah, really happy for him after all these years of coaching. He's been great when he comes on, and besides that, he got himself. That just finishes it out, man, right? That's and I know he wants more, and I'm not saying they're done because they're going to have most of that team back if next year. But yeah, to have all those wins and now have that championship with it, because that's kind of was the knock on Paul Maurice had to listen to before, that he's won a lot of games, but he hasn't won it all. Well, he's got that now. He's got that. Got to feel good about your system, I'm guessing, and he's already just. Gives Bill Zito, his general manager, all the credit on what he's done and the moves he's made and the trades they've made, and it's been a lot of good things. There are a lot of people not happy. Jonathan Huberdeau was traded with 115 points that year, and they go, no, Matthew Tkachuk is going to make us better. Matthew Tkachuk is going to be a missing piece here. He's a lot younger, and he's got it across the board. And he has, man. He has been really good. Really good as a leader of this team. And his confidence and everything else he brings this team, and just loves it. Loves playing down here, man. Just absolutely loves it. So a lot of fun stuff going on here right now. A lot of good news. And besides that, has anybody seen Leon Draisaitl? Anybody seen Draisaitl? He must be injured. Are we going to find out he had a surgery, Woody? Are we going to find out that the guy's been injured and played through it? Because not
either that, or he's 2010 LeBron or something. I don't know.
I don't know. That guy not scoring a goal in seven games is one of the top guys that scores a lot of goals. That'd be hard to imagine that he can't he can't score right now. Anyway, hey, Woody, what do we have coming in besides you? You haven't done real well with this party you're trying to throw for the hockey, for the celebration. What do you have?
But a lot of the Tua stuff.
What do we got on Tua?
I don't think Tua is worth market. The guys who draft him just need to resign because they missed. There you go. That'll happen.
Well,
you have to pay at the market. Like, Tua's market is the market thing is a silly thing to say, but like you do have to pay comparable to what his coworkers are getting paid.
But they don't have to.
No, they don't, but then, you know, Tua has every right to be pissed.
Okay.
That's the reality, right?
Well,
you have everyone in, and this is for anyone in that works. If everyone around you is getting paid and you're not, like, yeah, you're going to be angry.
Right. When you think you're as good or better than the guys that have off the year you just had.
How about when you know you're as good?
And you're
not. It's not even a think thing, Joe. And he is.
And you're not getting paid what they are. And you're hearing these things that they've got to be hearing, right? They've got to be talking about some of these things that they're concerned with or haven't seen yet with Tua. Then that's going to upset you. Now, here's the biggest problem they have is a salty Tua coming back or a guy that pulls a Christian Wilkins where you practice a little bit but not everything, waiting to get it done. I mean, you can't have your quarterback doing that. He needs to be out there with his guys while they're running around. You can have them every day going, Tua should be paid. Tua should be paid. Tua should be paid. So that's going to be an interesting one. I am dying to find out behind the scenes what is going on with this contract. And by the way, this could all be for nothing, Woody, because he could still get that money over the next month before camp ever starts. The money could be done. Jeff, all of a sudden a new offer could come in. Everybody's happy with. He signs and comes to camp and goes, I'm a happy, happy man. I got my money. I'm happy with my contract. That could happen.
You know, a couple more here. This guy says, by not signing Tua, that means Greer wishes he took Herbert. 305 says the Dolphins don't have to do anything. Tua's under contract. No new contract this year. Tag him next year if you want. The team has all the cards. The team doesn't have all the cards.
What do you mean?
Because you don't want the guy to be angry.
Yes, that is
true. That's like the biggest issue here. It's not about...
You do if you want to strong-arm him, but why would you want to strong-arm the most important position on the team? That's a great point.
If Lawrence was overpaid, why should Tua be overpaid? I think we said that earlier, but... Because that's what they're getting. That's what the current price is.
Trevor Lawrence, like, all of a sudden, is he going to throw 35 touchdowns and... I
think he's not very good. But did you see the stadium they got approved, by the way, in Jacksonville?
I was
shocked. I guess they're not moving
to
London.
No, I was shocked to see it. Would Jacksonville come up with that money? Was that all Jacksonville money, or did he have the owner, who's got plenty of them, his own?
I'm guessing he's putting some. Maybe they had the
a little more than $1 billion before you take your little shot.
You should get the little guy over here to negotiate all these stadium deals.
Oh, David Sampson?
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to stand on a step stool so you could be eye to eye with the regular people, but.
You're on a roll. You really. How did you get a shot at David Sampson today?
I have no idea. I brought up the stadium, and you asked who's paying for it.
So, anyway, we're going to go. You're amazing. Ed Jovanovsky's going to join us coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.